Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And the largest used car dealership in the U.S. has agreed to issue payments to service members who had their vehicles illegally repossessed. The Justice Department accused the CarMax of violating the Service Members Civil Relief Act, or SCRA, by repossessing the vehicles after the owner was ordered into military service. Federal law prohibits businesses from repossessing service members' vehicles without a court order, said Assistant Attorney General Harmeet K. Dillon of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The Department of Justice is proud to defend the rights of those who serve in our military and will continue to vigorously enforce the laws that protect them. As part of the agreement, CarMax will pay at least $420,000 in damages to service members, along with a civil penalty of $79,380. According to a consent agreement, CarMax repossessed at least 28 vehicles that belong to military members. Those members will now receive a minimum of $15,000 each. And a federal judge who presides in Bay City has taken a leave of absence in the wake of media outlets reporting on his arrest following an alleged drunken driving crash. At the same time, a nonprofit judicial watchdog group has leveled a misconduct complaint against the judge. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan announced on February 23rd that Judge Thomas L. Luddington, 72, volunteered to take a leave of absence from the bench pending the resolution of his own criminal matter in state court. And tens of thousands of people are stranded across the Middle East as the Iran war spreads throughout the region. They range from Romanian religious pilgrims to tourists and diplomats' family members. Major airlines have canceled flights to and from the region, and airspace across the Gulf is closed. Some of these stranded travelers have been forced to seek shelter amid airstrikes. Others are marooned aboard cruise ships that can't sail through the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. State Department has urged all Americans to leave more than a dozen Middle Eastern countries. The U.S. State Department has also evacuated non-emergency personnel and families in six nations. It added the United Arab Emirates to its list on Tuesday. When we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, First Lady Melania Trump chairs UN Security Council. Melania Trump presided over the UN Security Council meeting today, focusing on her signature issue, the welfare of children in conflict. She specifically highlighted the progress made in reuniting children displaced by the Russia-Ukrainian war with their families. The First Lady's appearance comes at a delicate time as the U.S. leads military strikes in the Middle East. She expressed hope for global peace but did not directly comment on the specifics of the active Operation Epic Fury. And in our international news, France increases nuclear arsenal for the first time in decades. President Emmanuel Macron announced today that France will increase the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal. In a keynote speech, he stated that, "To be free, we have to be feared," signaling a shift toward a policy of advanced deterrence. France will also stop disclosing the specific size of its nuclear stockpile. The move reflects growing European anxiety over global instability and the potential for the Middle East conflict to widen. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.